Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever. That's vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever to get started today.
If you do a Google search of Airbnb scams, VRBO scams, they are out there. So once again, you may want to have a second set of eyes just to make sure.
Best ever listeners, I'm so excited to share today's sponsor with you. It's Eastern Union Funding and Arbor Realty Trust. If you're in the multifamily space, you likely recognize these names, but have you used them? I'm guessing if you haven't, then you probably know someone who has. I can tell you personally, we have used Mark Belsky. He is a point person at Eastern Union Funding as a partner with us, and he has helped us secure debt for actually a deal we closed on this month. And we've worked with him. In addition, my clients, my program, my consulting program have worked with them to successfully close on deals. When we were starting out, Ashcroft was starting out, we had somewhat of a track record, but we weren't fully as established with our investor network. I went to him and we secured some equity, $500,000 in equity to fund one of our deals. While he works with more institutional partners, you know, he's brought $200 million in equity over the last 12 months. He was able to help us out there, and we've built a relationship with him and Eastern Union Funding ever since. So if you need equity for your deal and you have a track record, then he's your point person. His number is 212-897-9875. If you need debt, then he partners up with Arbor on a lot of transactions. So if you're a multifamily borrower who wants agency or bridge debt, then that's the team to work with. We have worked with their team, both Eastern Union and Arbor, on deals. And people who have purchased our deals, purchased deals from us, have used Arbor, as well as my clients in my consulting program. They've used it. So this is a recommendation that comes from firsthand experience. And the last thing I'll say about working with Mark Belsky at Eastern Union is that if you need a loan guarantor but don't have that track record quite yet, then Mark can look at what the deal you've got. And assuming it checks out, he can make introductions to people he knows as potential loan guarantors for your deal. So debt, equity, and potentially loan guarantors. All you need, well, you need to find a deal, obviously. But besides that, you know, the other main components of the deal they can help you out with. So talk to Mark Belsky. His email is mbelsky@easterneq.com. And his phone number, 212-897-9875. Best ever listeners, how you doing? Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever show. I'm Joe Fairless. This is the world's longest running daily real estate investing podcast. We only talk about the best advice ever. We don't get into any of that fluffy stuff. With us today, Tammy Sorrento. How you doing, Tammy?
I'm doing great. How are you, Joe?
I'm doing great as well, and I'm looking forward to our conversation today, best ever listeners. First off, I hope you're having a best ever weekend, because today is Saturday. We got a special segment. It's Situation Saturday, where if you find yourself owning a property, well, then you need to listen up, because Tammy is a private investigator who specializes in the prevention of rental scams. She's developed a solution for rental properties after working for 20 years doing insurance investigations. She keeps renters from getting burned when they are getting property for long-term to vacation. And she's based in Jacksonville, Florida. She works with clients all across the country. So we're going to talk about how to protect yourself from rental property scams. And to set the foundation, Tammy, can you talk a little bit about your background just so we get to know you a little bit more?
Absolutely. I have been in insurance for the last 2 decades plus. So I started off as an agent, and then I became a claims adjuster and investigator. And I have handled every type of insurance claim that you can imagine, including litigation all over the United States. This is my passion, and that's Fireball Approves. And the whole reason that I started this is I was in the situation, as many renters are. I was actually looking for a vacation rental, and it was a last-minute thing. And I was going to have my siblings come in from all over the U.S., and we wanted to go to Key West, so everything was booked. And once again, that's because this was a last-minute reservation, and that's when they get you. That's when the scammers know that you're vulnerable. So knowing what I know, I felt very confident that I would be able to sniff out a scam, and I did. But what I realized is if someone doesn't have the background that I have, I can certainly understand how people get scammed mm-hmm. when you're dealing with advertisers on Craigslist, on Facebook, all over the internet. How do you know that you're actually dealing with the property owner of that rental? So then I decided to create a solution so that people that don't have my background, then they have a solution to keep them safe. And then the natural progression was to become a private investigator. And my services are nationwide. They're extremely affordable because my main goal is to help as many as I can. So I'm not going to eliminate a income group or age group. My charge to the renters is only $19. And what I do is you can send me the URL of the advertisement, and I'm going to make sure that that advertiser is the correct owner or the correct agent. And this includes, and you'll not hear this from any other vendor. In fact, I don't think that anyone is actually doing what I'm doing. This even includes the email and the phone number, because that's how you're dealing with the advertisers. It started off as a vacation product. I actually list about property owners on my website. They've gone through my vetting process because they also want to give their potential customers peace of mind that they are legit. So it's been very exciting, very eye-opening, and I have a compulsive need to help people, and this is just the best of both worlds.
Why wouldn't the potential renter just go to VRBO or Airbnb and have that done for them?
Well, also, you'll see if you do a Google search of Airbnb scams, VRBO scams, they are out there. So once again, you may want to have a second set of eyes just to make sure. In fact, we have a testimonial where someone did reserve an Airbnb in Colorado, and we just made sure that that was legitimate. So it was worth it to that customer.
Was it?
Yes, to pay the $19 so that they knew that there weren't going to be any issues. Unfortunately, the scammers are extremely pervasive. They are so, I can see, I can understand. And when people do get scammed on a rental, they are embarrassed. So like I said, I priced my service low enough that it actually doesn't make sense not to have us check it out for you.
So what's a typical scam?
The typical scam, and this is for any type of rental. This can be a property rental. This can be vacation. But that you're not dealing with a property. That someone has gone to Airbnb or VRBO has nothing to do with that property, and they list it as the owner. So you send in the money, you go to this rental, and you find out that you sent money that you're never going to get back. Mm-hmm. So this is what I prevent.
What information is typically provided by the scammer that gives the victim the comfort level to then send the scammer money?
Well, here's what happened with me. With the one that I was in contact in Key West, I looked up public records. I knew who the property owner was. I knew that there was a home at that address via Google Maps. But get this, everyone has access to public records, but not all states have public records. But also the scammers have access to public records. So would you believe that the scammer that I was actually in contact with had their email address in the name of the property owner at gmail.com? So here's how I found out that it was a scam. I kept on saying to the person, you know what? I cannot connect that you are who you say you are. And I can't bring my four children down and not have a place. So I ended our discussion. Then 2 days later, he contacts me again. It could have been a she, for all I know, and said, you know what? I was dealing with you longer. I'll send you some references. So I said, okay. So sent me some invoices that were just like mine, just no phone number. So I Googled the phone number for one of the customers from Chicago. Now, this is where it gets really interesting and eye-opening. She and her husband had flown down from Chicago to Key West New Year's Eve weekend. And her first response when I asked her about this rental, she said, why on earth did he give you my information? That was an absolute scam. So I asked her, you were protected by using your credit card and using PayPal, right? And she said it took 6 months for her to get her money back because the credit card issuer considered that person to person and not person to business.
Okay.
And that was when I said, okay, something needs to be done because this seems to be a crime that's hard to prove. Once you send money, especially, we all know the red flags. You're not going to wire money because that's just like sending cash. There's no way to get that back. But what about these situations where maybe someone doesn't want to pay the fee that Airbnb and Vrbo charges? Mm-hmm. Maybe they are tight on funds, which is why they're going to alternative sources. What if they're moving from another area? And this is another place that we help someone. This was a radio station owner when we first started. She called me and she says, okay, my daughter's moving back to St. Augustine. And she was looking through Craigslist for rentals. And she said, the one that she picked just doesn't sound right. Can you check into it? So we did. And within 2 hours, we had contacted the homeowner of that property. And there was a difference of what the scammer listed it as of like $600 a month. So we saved the daughter from paying a deposit and coming down and not having a place to stay. And that's where I get my fulfillment.
Oh, yeah. It's a wonderful service that you provide. You said you checked up on the Craigslist posting, and within 2 hours, you had contacted the homeowner. In those 2 hours, what are you doing?
We use tools that's not available to the public. These are tools that insurance companies, financial institutions, we are literally going in investigating who that property owner is. And then we contact them. And many times we hear, that's my property. Because like in California, there is no public records. So you can't check an address, but we have our tools that the common public does not. So we'll contact the actual property owner. And oftentimes they'll say, I'm not renting my house. I'm living in it. So we just saved the homeowner from having someone come to their home knock on the door and say, I just paid a first, last, and deposit, and now they can't get that money back.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm basically helping the owners as well, because who wants to get that knock on the door? Wouldn't you feel terrible, even though it's not even your fault?
Yeah, it'd be an interesting conversation, that's for sure. From a business standpoint, $19 for a verification, that's a whole lot of verifications for you to make a big impact on a bank account. So what's your vision for this to grow the company? Is it acquire more $19 a pop people and just grow organically, or is there a different revenue stream and business plan?
Well, I tell you what we're doing now, the $19, that is a B2C model. I just want to help people. So that's my B2C model. Now we are actually implementing a B2B model, and we're going to companies for their recruiting, because when they recruit their employees, would they really want the employees to be on their own with finding an accommodation when they're starting a new company? Do they really want to put their recruits through the process of possibly getting scammed? So that's where we're growing. We are in talks with, and I say we, I actually partnered with a like-minded entrepreneur in Seattle, Washington, and we pooled our resources together, and we are going to tech companies. They're not hiring local. If they're going to bring in someone from, let's say, Kansas, we can be a part of their recruiting, where we will make sure that their new employee isn't going to start their job stressed out because they possibly got scammed. We're going to keep that from happening.
Anything else as it relates to this topic of being vigilant and knowing what to do and what to look for from a renter standpoint for long-term rentals or vacation rentals that we haven't talked about that you think we should?
Oh, absolutely. The stories, it's almost like the scammers have a script that they use. And it's going to be, I'll send you the keys. I'm out of the country. I'm in the military. I'm a missionary. I've heard this excuse. I was in a car accident. My husband was transferred to Texas, and this beautiful, let's say $400,000 home, they're listing for a very nominal amount. But once again, if you're looking from out of town, how are you going to know what the going rental rate is for that area? And when I heard that excuse, we had driven by because I was actually looking for a family member. Before I even drove by to look at the house, they said, now, if you drive by, you're going to see a property management sign. But we fired them because they were too greedy. So we are just doing this on our own. So we're in Texas. So if you like what you see on the outside, we're going to need a deposit to send you the keys. I mean, really? Mm-hmm. But that is what they're saying. And like I said, if you don't have the experience that we have, that is believable. And you think, wow, you know what? I got the good deal. But nine times out of 10, it's not.
And prior to sending the deposit, do they usually offer to give some sort of contract?
Yes, absolutely. Of course, the ones that we prevent people, they never get to that point, thank God.
Sure. Speaking candidly, in my world, if I'm doing a vacation or a long-term rental, well, I don't know about long-term rental, but vacation home, I just go Airbnb. And there's power in the crowd through those reviews. If you go with someone who's got 50 reviews plus, it's highly likely you're going to have a similar experience as the 50 plus people, because that's the platform's built on. So are there a lot of people looking at vacation rentals on Craigslist that is an audience for this? Because I just...
They're real.
Go ahead.
And I know where you're coming from, Joe, and you're absolutely right. You're paying a premium for Airbnb and VRBO. And even the property owner, they're paying a premium. It's expensive to list on their site. And then you just think, well, surely people wouldn't pay that much money if they're a scammer. But then I challenge that thinking. If they're going to make money, why would they not pay to sign on? So Airbnb has gotten better about that, because if you look 2 or 3 years ago, there were a lot of scams.
Have you busted anyone who you qualified, who was initially on Airbnb and then you got paid by a client to look them up and then they weren't legit?
No, actually all the ones that we've looked at Airbnb, knock on wood, they were legit.
Mostly Craigslist?
Now, mostly Craigslist.
Got it.
And Facebook. A lot of people look at Facebook for that as well. So that is our mission. Now, what we're doing also is we are expanding that it's not only just an investigation as to if you are dealing with the property owner, but now we're also expanding to include services where we will get an objective party to actually walk through. So if it's a long-term rental that they're looking for, we are going to make sure and actually visit that rental and make sure that the amenities are as described.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a huge help.
When I lived in New York City, Craigslist was the way to go for rentals. So I get that. And I'm sure it's rampant in New York City and rentals and Craigslist. So you could probably retire a billionaire if you just focus on New York City scams and the rental industry. Well, how can the best ever listeners learn more about what you got going on and get in touch with you?
Well, my company name is Fireball Approve, and most people don't like that because it doesn't say what I do. But I did that because as the scammers evolve, I want to evolve. My mission is to put the scammers out of business. I also report them to the FBI as well, hoping that that will help shut them down. But everyone is welcome to check out my website at four, and that's F-O-R, noscams.us. So I made my website where that really tells what I do. We're also on Facebook, Fireball Approves, for No Scams. We have Instagram, Twitter. We're on LinkedIn. So I invite everyone that if they have a child going to college, if they're relocating, if they are looking to rent a vacation home, it's better to know before you go because you don't want to get burned. Vacation time is time for relaxation. You certainly don't want to end up like the person I spoke to where they had to find accommodations in Key West over New Year's Eve weekend. Can you just imagine the hassle involved in that? And then not to get their money back for 6 months. This is what I avoid.
And it's certainly helpful for those you work with. At minimum, a peace of mind that most, we talked about that, money and time and stress and all that. When you report these cases to the FBI, are they like, oh, Tammy, come on, leave me alone. Another one of these things. Like, what's the response from them?
Well, I did go to the FBI building here locally, and I'm a go-getter. And I explained to them what I was doing, and I said, hey, I feel like I have a duty to let you know because this is a growing concern. So they did give me the website to relay my findings. What I find most of all is the person that's advertising that property isn't even in the same state. So now you deal with that. So I hope that they're using my information. Of course, they won't follow up with me to let me know if they shut them down. But eventually, that has to be the case.
Great stuff. Thank you for being on the show, educating us on this topic. I think it's certainly relevant for those of us who live in cities where we find our next apartment or rental on Craigslist. And then also for anyone who looks for vacation rentals on Craigslist, if you're out there, then this certainly is a good service too. And thank you again for spending time with us and doing what you do. Hope you have a best ever weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Joe, thank you, and I hope to be back soon.
Do you need debt for your deal, equity for your deal, or maybe a loan guarantor to help you get qualified for the financing? Talk to Mark Belsky. His number is 212-897-9875. That's 212-897-9875. His email is mbelsky at easterneq.com. Have you heard about the latest podcast for entrepreneurs called Tough Decisions? Listen to Dan and Danae Hanford as they interview successful people from around the world about tough decisions as entrepreneurs. Visit toughdecisions.net and be sure to subscribe to their free weekly entrepreneurial email. That's toughdecisions.net.